when he looks down on every green field, ooh, in every town. All of his children in every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood. Crystal blue persuasion, yeah. Crystal blue persuasion, ah. Crystal blue persuasion.
Stormy Weather, a mercurial mix from tempestuous post-punk to sunny twee pop, every Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. on WRCT 88.3 FM. Alternative Radio. The Alternative Radio program provides information, analysis, and views that are frequently ignored or distorted in corporate media, Mondays, 10 to 11 a.m. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m., or by appointment, or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, visit irmafreeman.org.
We just heard Tommy James and the Shondells with Crystal Blue Persuasion. Before that, Neil Young with Crazy Horse. That was Powderfinger. It's nice to have Neil. He's back on Spotify, I suppose. Before that, Neil Young with Cripple Creek Ferry, which we heard like 10 times during our phone call with Danny. Cox Bar, before that, Working off of Shock Troops. Before that, No So, their song Drink from the Lake, great Cleveland band. Buzzcocks, I Don't Mind, Middle Class with You Belong, Claim Choice, Heavy Hooks, and started off that little block with The Joke, Bish Bash Bosh.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. 8 miles high.
Let's do some Craigslist misconnections boosting, signal boosting. Find a better one.
I said you looked like someone in the North Hills. I asked you if anyone ever told you that you looked like a person I knew at the bar today.
Sound familiar?
I said, you look like someone.
Walk. This one's titled Walk by the Ohio River. I was taking a walk. I asked you if the trail ended. We had a nice talk. I should have asked you for your number, but didn't think about it until now. Let me know what we talked about. Oh, okay, I see. Just so he knows who it was.
Well,
or maybe he just has a bad memory, and he's just like, it's the person is besides the point.
Mm-hmm.
It was the content of their conversation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they probably talked about if the trail ends there or what.
Right.
That one would be easy to fake. Grocery shopping at Giant Eagle, big smile.
This is roll years. This is too specific. I don't want to do that one.
Yeah, I think our unspoken rule is any of them that have names of people and where
or
they
specific,
work.
Specific. Yeah, specific establishments.
Or distinct physical features or...
Not a lot of good ones today. I don't like that one.
What was the Giant Eagle smile?
Oh, yeah, that was a nice one. Grocery shopping girl, Giant Eagle, big smile. I didn't want to assume your smile was an invitation for more, but now I wish I had at least said hi when I noticed you had taken out your headphones. I think we live in the same neighborhood. Want to go for a walk and look at some flowers? What were you picking out when you smiled big at me the second time?
Groceries. Uh-oh, our song's over.
Wow, so fast. How time flies. So smooth.
Mm-hmm. Just like these misconnections.
All right, let's do a thing we haven't done in a while really quick. This is one where we pick one-star reviews from local things in Pittsburgh, whether it's an establishment or like a, I don't know, a landmark or anything really. And if you want, you can call in and guess what the one-star review is for. Maybe a one-something.
I was pretty excited for this, simply because of all the good things we'd heard. However, it was probably the biggest disappointment of this trip. The food was simply not it. More so, the service was just straight up below poor. Below poor. Not even below par, but below poor. Definitely not coming back to this restaurant. There's your hint. Restaurant.
Kind of a funny phrase, like, not up to par is the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be good.
Right. Below par.
You gotta,
but if you're a restaurant,
you, gotta,
you have
you
to...
You got an albatross?
A bogey is good for a restaurant.
Above par. Mmm, this one might give it away. Worst burger I ever had, seriously. I should have known something was off when they didn't ask me how I wanted it cooked. Don't think you're getting a fresh hand burger, because you won't. Hand burger? It looked and tasted like a Salisbury steak frozen with no gravy. Fries were unseasoned and soggy.
Yup.
And coleslaw was cabbage and vinegar.
Yuck.
Don't get me started that it was served on tasteless white bread.
Yep.
Sadly, we fell into a tourist trap. How can anyone have given this good a good review? I think they meant food. Tip if the locals are not there. You shouldn't be either. Tip.
Tip if the locals aren't there. You know, like leave a tip.
Yeah, that's what I thought it meant at first.
Service was fine, but this is a tourist trap. The whole place was packed and felt dirty. The food was honestly really terrible. The fries were super soggy, and their sandwiches are 90% coleslaw and fries. Plus, the bread they use is just white bread, and it's just too thick and flavorless. Do yourself a favor and just try literally anywhere else. Okay, that one gives it away.
Yeah, I think we all know what.
We all know who has soggy fries on their white bread sandwiches with weird coleslaw and more soggy fries.
Let's do one more.
I think the last one could have been fun, but probably too specific. But should we say what it was? It was going to be the University of Pittsburgh.
And yeah, some of this stuff was too serious.
I saw the review said, this place is terrible.
Rode our bikes all the way from the end of the C&O Canal. No mile 150 marker at the end of the Gap Trail. Another review, another one-star review says, does not work.
Another one is two stars and says, still no work, sad face.
Another one is, every time I go down here, the grass, they capitalize the grass. The grass is always muddy. Other than that, it's a nice park to go to. Seems like the common thread on these low-starred reviews is that it's this thing is always broken.
This focal point that is...
I like this one. 3 stars. Not much to do. Only, quote-unquote, riding bikes.
Riding with an E and bikes with an apostrophe.
I like
riding bikes.
I like 3 stars. Fun for the family. What do you think... Yeah, how do you get... How do you get extra stars out of this?
Well, maybe
person?
Scrappy Flores is a single man. And he sees families having fun.
Right.
Sounds like a Longmont Potion Castle name, Scrappy Flores. Rained out. Sorry, buddy. It was fine.
3 stars. It was fine. Okay.
This is a story. A very special story. About a park. Call us and tell us which one you think it is.
Oh,
words to say. The sun shines in your eyes, so brighten up my city sky. Break out the news, it's back again. Boys have tried to sing, you don't have.
Don't interpret it wrong, and don't worry.
Thank you.
Don't wanna stay another night. Don't have the time to stay.
House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com.
Following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart, they took care of you when you got sick, and they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and your hero needs you now more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help. Complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thanks, so, Ad Council. Shout out to the Ad Council, for real.
So, we just heard Purling Hiss with Stay With Us. Before that, Guided By Voices, I Can See It In Your Eyes. The Nerves, One Way Ticket. Accessory, Wherever You Are Tonight, John Mouse, Head for the Country, Dear Nora with I Don't Know What to Say. Dear Nora is going to be playing at the Government Center tomorrow. I'll be there for that. My Bloody Valentine, You Never Should, Guided by Voices, Goodbye Note, Teenage Fan Club, Don't Look Back, and started off that block with Psychic TV with Godstar. Well, that's been our show. We got to get out of here a bit early tonight, but thanks for listening. Thanks for all the calls. We had so many calls tonight.
Yeah,
we really
you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Okay. Well, we'll be here next week. This has been 8 Miles High. We're here on WRCT 88.3 FM every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m.
Every Tuesday from 9 to
10:39. All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Uncle got him working at the plant. He said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. Rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hand brought the wood to life. He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine. Bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace, and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. When he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheek. Got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said. Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
WRCT, Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, rocks.
Oh, This house that I built on is just for you. Oh yeah. And in each room there's so much love that waits on you. Oh yeah. Come and take it. My love waits on you. 'Cause this house is in these arms of mine.